This is the BBC Light Programme. Yes, you're perfectly right. It's the new all-leather goon show. That was a chord in C by Johann Sebastian Bach, arranged Doris Arnold. As an encore, Arthur Rubinstein will play Mendelssohn's Sonata in F in the key of G.
Go and have Arthur play it there, boy.
Yeah, lovely player he is, isn't he? Cool. Go on, Art. The old left end there. Go on, boy.
Go on, get in the mood, Art. Go on,
beautiful, isn't he?
Go on, Arthur. Play it there. Get some of the old beer down there, Arthur.
Oh, please. Please, gentlemen, please. The BBC would rather you forget the vicissitudes of the summer layoff and revert to the new collodion on leather process goon show.
Cool. Well, if this is what England wants, we present the drama of a time when England was under the yoke and albumen of a certain brown terror.
Spawn. Did you hear that, dear listeners? Remember it! Spawn!
Spawn. First came to England that fateful New Year's dawn in Greek Street. It was 3 a.m. and 2 p.m, making a grand total of 5 p.m.
Good evening, Constable.
Evening, Inspector. Happy new type year.
Happy new year? With the Conservatives in?
I'll tell them to move on. Come on there, move along there, you mister.
Pardon me, European type constable of London. You've just found a British type body in the gutter.
Nobody claims it in 3 days. It's yours.
Just a moment. I'll take charge here.
He's taking the charge.
Just a moment. Well, listen, hold these wardrobes and let's examine this inert form.
He looks like a man, sir.
Right. Take this down. Contents of pockets. A wallet. Empty.
Nationality English.
Wearing a very expensive suit. How's that?
Fits you lovely. I'll have his boots.
Back, Constable! I'm senior.
Wait a minute. What about this body in the gutter here?
We're coming to him. I'm telling you. Shine your torch on him.
Right. Click. Stroofy, matey, look! He's been spawned!
Spawned?
Spawned, man?
Let me see. You're right. He bears all the marks of a severe spawning. Constable, this is a job for the police.
Oh, yes. I'll blow 999 on me whistle.
The news of the spawning was in every morning paper.
Come on, boy. Beg for your supper. Up, chip up. Put this sausage on your nose. There's a clever boy.
Minnie.
What?
I'm fed up having my breakfast like this.
Done, boy, done.
then?
What is it, Henry?
I see that a man was spurned last night.
We'll all be spun in our beds, oh dear. The horrors of spun.
Don't worry.
My grandmother had it in the Crimea.
I'll burn some sulfur under the bed.
Oh, the power.
And then we'd better rub some thin people's herbs into our legs, Miss.
Yes, yes. And we'd better take a spoonful of Indian brandy. Oh!
Is this your house?
Here's the receipt.
Did your horse wipe its feet?
No need to. He came here on another horse. Now, last night a man was spawned not far from here.
We are non-spawn people.
Non-spawn, look at him.
We are respectable.
Respectable people.
Now then.
What did you say?
Listen, don't get excited.
What?
I just wanted to know, did you hear anything about 3 o'clock this morning?
Yes, sir. You're like telling me.
Tell him what
you... Tell me, come along, what?
Tell him what happened at 3 o'clock this morning, you nutty man, you.
I heard a clock strike two.
Gad, at last, a clue. How many times did it strike two?
I don't know, sir. I fell asleep after it struck one twice.
One twice? I'll put that in the adding machine. Just as I thought! Goodbye, tally-ho, yikes! Hey-ho, Silver, a blinding flash! A white horse and a cry of hey-ho, Silver! And the Lone Ranger is on the trail of...
Pond. Well, listen, what's going on here?
A leather goon show. Care to join us?
Or blimey, yes, mate. Me got wife and kid. A nation flu.
When I'm old and gray, dear, promise you won't stray, dear. I love you so, Sonny boy. When there are gray skies, I don't mind the gray skies. I still have you, Sonny boy. Friends may forsake me, a little more forsake me. I still have you, Sonny boy. You came from heaven, and I know your worth. You're sent from heaven to me right here on earth. When I'm old and gray, dear, I promise you won't stay, dear. I love you so, Sonny boy, 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 boy. Love you so, Sonny boy. Boy, 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 boy. Gray skies, I still have you, Sonny boy. Friends may forsake me, let them all forsake me. I still have you, Sonny boy. You came from heaven, and I know your worth. You're sent from heaven for me here right on this earth. Yes, 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 well, I'm old and gray, dear. Promise you won't stray, dear. I love you so, Sonny boy, boy, boy. I love you, adore you. I love you so, Sonny boy.
Search success.
I found an apple. My search is no longer fruitless. Apple! a moment. I was confronted by a tall, cadaverous man wearing a nude bicycle shed. Another man let me in.
The dishway, please.
Inspector, I am Mr. Gritbite Finn.
I'm Chim Tumontule.
I happen to have a photo of a spawn.
A spawn? I don't believe you.
Moriarty, show the gentleman the receipt for the camera.
Gad, this is genuine.
And that's only the receipt. The spawn photo is even more genuine now. Moriarty, time for your ow.
Ow!
Splendid.
Look.
He's just been ow.
No. What?
Because he had to go ow.
Good luck. Right, now look. This photo would be of great value to the police. I must ask you to hand it over feet first by the wrist.
Oh, no, Inspector. First, there is a little matter of money.
Money? Money?
Ah! Quiet, Moriarty. Keep your powers down.
My powers are
off. Stop steaming. Money, Inspector. Yes. The spawn photo is yours for a mere £500.
Supposing the photo is a forgery.
Well, that is a risk I shall have to take.
Very well. Very well. Here's £500.
Thank you. Now, here in this sealed envelope is the spawn photo, not to be opened until Christmas.
I waited till Christmas, put on a white leather beard, then tore open the linen envelope from the outside. Oh. Foil by foil! This isn't a photo of a spawn.
How dare you prove us to be liars, Moriarty? Hurl this man in the direction of out.
Right!
Huh? Right through the window.
Yes, that taught him a lesson. A French lesson! It was a French window!
Emery type Seagoon, stop these BBC audience losing jokes.
Hello, Emery type Seagoon here.
Gritpipe here.
Moriarty here.
This is Dr. Greenslade of St. Hampton's Hospital for the Fit and Healthy. The spawn victim is now conscious.
Strap him to a thermometer till I arrive, or vice versa. What's the quickest way to St. Hampton's Hospital?
Hold this rocket.
But I...
What are you doing this for? Haven't you?
Ladies and gentlemen, during the broadcast, you might have experienced some crackling on your radio.
She's mine!
This is due to atmospherics, so do not interfere with your set or any ladies in the room. Part three, a national health hospital.
Say ah!
Where's the spawn man?
On this hat stand. Though we did our best, he's much better.
And how are you feeling now, my poor man?
I'm fine, thank you.
He means me, you nit!
So you were the victim of the spawning. A Finchley child. Of no fixed trousers.
I was heavily spunned in all areas below the knees. Spun it went. Spun, spun, spun. Up it came. Spun. And down it went. Spunny. Spunny. How I love you. How I love you, Marcia. Honey.
Tell me the whole story.
I must tell you the whole story.
From the beginning.
Ah, I didn't know that.
Right.
Well, I was coming back from morning classes one evening in her park, and I was brushing the grass off my knees when suddenly...
Yes, 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 yes.
Here.
There's some smashing nurses there, isn't there?
What? Remove those evil thoughts from your mind to mine.
Never! I can get them free on the national health.
Gad, I must vote Labour next time.
They're all red hot Labour in this ward.
So this is the Labour ward.
Up! Up!
Here comes someone on a stretcher.
So, they stretch people here. Poor man, bandaged from head to throat. A victim of some fool. What happened, my good man?
You threw me through a window, you fool.
That reminds me, this photo you sold me is not of a spawn, but a military gentleman in Africa. Who is he? Speak up, or I'll confiscate your teeth.
No, I'll tell you. It's Major Dennis Bladnock. He owns the film rights of the Wolfen Report.
What? Walt Disney will never forgive him. After him!
Oh, me owls, me owls. The heat and the flies. I should never have come to Timbuktu in the mating season, you know. Abdul, my military saxophone.
I'm Emery Type Seagoon. I've just arrived in Africa.
I am Major Bloodknock, and I've been here all the time.
So you beat me here?
Bend down, and I'll beat you there.
Now, you fool, Bloodknock!
What?
I must warn you, I am here on police business.
Warn me, then.
First, a few questions.
Yes.
One, are you naked?
Yes, I'm training to take a bath.
What a funny place to keep the soap.
How dare you?
Is this a photograph of you?
I felt no pain.
Yes. I paid 500 pounds for it.
A bargain, a genuine Bloodknock.
I bought it believing it to be a photograph of a spawn.
A spawn? You've been swindled.
Bloodknock! I must ask you to be a witness in the spawn case.
I refuse to testify, sir.
Then I'll subpoena you.
You filthy swine.
Tie this railway engine round your waist and swallow this lump of coal.
And so saying, we left for England.
Here we are back in England.
I'm sorry we're closed.
Curse! It must be Thursday.
No, sir, I'm sorry. Welcome home to England, sir. While you were so wee, there was another case of spawning, sir.
Where?
At the London Zoo, sir.
A zoo spawning, the worst type. How do I get there?
You have to take a 39 Green Line elephant, sir. But first of all, I would like you to hear this, sir.
With a swirling in my eye and a hairy on my knee. Swirling in my eye and a hairy little me.
Hope you like it, sir. It's my first composition.
Got him in the haggis. Gilray, play a lament while I hold these chickens at bay.
Back, you devils!
Spawn, part three. Is this the zoo?
Yes, Dean. Welcome to captivity.
I'm not here as a specimen. I believe a fish was spawned.
Yes, Jim.
Were there any witnesses to the spawning?
Oh, yes, Jim. Harold Blunn.
Where's he?
In there, Jim.
In there.
Right.
So long, Jim.
I'll question this Harold Blunn. Well,
I'd better explain that Harold Blunn is a gorilla. Height, 10'3", chest normal, 82 inches, weight, 800 pounds. We leave him being questioned by Inspector Emery.
Oh, any luck, Jim?
Yes, I got out alive. Oh. Thank heaven he's thrown my legs out. Hello? Emery speaking from the zoo.
Got some news, sir. Police records have found an actual recording of a spawn.
What luck. Mr. Spriggs, hold this telephone.
Right, Jim.
Hello, Spriggs?
Yes?
You can hang up now.
Okay.
Gentlemen, silence! Silence while we hear this recording of a spawn. William, play the record. That's a spawn. Now we know what we're looking for. Action.
To trap the spawner, roadblocks were set up. Special men were put on duty.
On duty!
Lift, 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 lift. Now you're right. Halt! Now, Colonel, sorry to put a man of such high rank on guard, but only men of high intellect can be trusted. So I leave you to trap the spawn. See you later.
Hey, little lamb. One, one, one. The love letters in those.
What's that sound effect? It should be there. It wasn't. What's that? What's that? What's that? What's that? Oh! What's that then? What's that? What? Oh, who's that? What's that one? Oh! What's that, Adam? How to go down there? Advance and be recognized.
Don't shoot. It's me. Great news.
We're getting near
the end. I've heard that there's a...
Even what now, Emery tells Eccles that a third spawning has been traced to the Canadian Rockies. Part four, the Canadian Rockies.
Look, the Canadian Rockies. Didn't take long.
It didn't hurt.
Now, let's speak to this typical native of Canada who happens to be a stranger around here.
Hello, partner buddy. What can I do for you? It's all right, that bit, wasn't it?
Very nice.
Good.
We need a guide.
Here, I've got a very fella for you. Chief Warrigut.
Yum bum balaboo yum bum.
This man here is a genuine fake Red Indian available for Ray Ellington parts.
My card.
This card is blank.
Got writing on the back.
There's a damn city place to write on the back.
Look, me tell you, Chief Warriguts, MGM child star, expert hunter, trap set smoke signals, 9 words for a shilling, swear words extra.
Don't pay it, sir. I can do all your swearing at half the price. It's the off-season, you know.
Is it the off-season?
Yes.
Well, I'm off there.
Come back at once.
Remember, you're all here as suspects.
All of us?
Yes. Well, you better get off before it gets dark, then, hadn't you?
Okay, white man.
You already
all ready for the trick?
Right. I'll get my trek suit on. Fill up the huskies with petrol and harness them to the shatterbag. Forward!
Leather top whip. Oh, my ear hole.
Blue Bottle, tell those dogs to stop doing impressions of chickens.
Naughty dogs, stop doing chicken impressions.
Paleface, we better travel on foot.
Right, I'll unpack one.
But what about the luggage? We've got 3 wives in a suitcase.
Carry your bag, sir.
Down, Bloodnock. Put evil thoughts behind you.
They are behind me. That's why I'm first in the queue, you know.
Military fool.
Oh.
Now everybody will have to help carry my luggage. Now to find the dreaded spawn.
Sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Emery, but we've only got 30 seconds left.
I can't search Canada for a spawn in 30 seconds. Oh, no. It's...
Very well. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to an incomplete Goon Show. Good night.
Yes.
For dissatisfied customers, here is a happy ending.
Cynthia.
Yes, darling.
Marry me, Cynthia.
Darling, I'd love to.
That was The Goon Show, a BBC recorded program featuring Vinnie Sellers, Dick Emery, and Spike Finnegan, with the Red Indian Quartet, Max Gelbrey, and the orchestra, conducted by Wally Stott. Script by Spike Finnegan, announcer Wallace Greenslade, the program produced by Charles Chilton. ¶¶